Well, blessings to everybody. Good day. It's Pastor Tim Carscott here, Christian Center Shreveport, back in Louisiana. Glad to be with you today. And we are doing our daily podcast. So glad you're with us. And we're going to bring a warning today. We've been building on it about this deep darkness that's coming into earth. But I want to speak to this warning about not looking to governments or human entities to be our God. It's a key issue to not give in to this dark spirit. Pray you're having a good day. It is Wednesday, the 22nd day of 2023. I love the number 22. It speaks of light bursting forth. I love that number, Isaiah 22, 22. Well, we're back in the saddle again, as we say. I'm back home and had a great trip to Asia, especially Japan. That's where we were. And now back with my home and my little studio here and just recording for you today, our daily podcast. I pray these are always a blessing to you. I'm just trying to encourage the body, bring insight, prophetic warnings, whatever the Lord's saying to me in the kingdom at this hour, or us as a team, really our ministry, because we work together as a team trying to hear the voice of God and the pulse of God in this hour. We're bringing the warnings about this deep darkness that's coming into the earth and the answer, which is Isaiah 60, that the light would shine upon us, the glory, the awakening of the Spirit of God upon His people would bring the answer to this deep darkness. And it's growing. And I think one of the things that it's even crept into the church is this ideology or this idolatry of government being the answer to all our problems. Now, we have to face it every day, especially here in America. You know, every news article is about, almost every news article, at least the leading news articles, are about the politics of the day, the government, what they're doing unjustly or what they're trying to push on us. And it's very important that we have these warnings, even if the secular media is the one that's bringing it, because the prophetic is lining up with that. We have the warning we've been sharing from Chuck Pierce that we have about 3 years, counting this year, to prepare or shift the body of Christ and then shift our nations away from this controlling spirit of communism, whatever you want to call it, Marxism, socialism, whatever term you want to use, they're all pretty much the same. They have different manifestations to a degree, but ultimately it's to control the people and bring everybody under the rule of a human government. There's a push toward a one world government. We've been talking about that forever, but now you're starting to get into the feet underneath it. They're starting to get some structures together to make this happen. They're using the crises of the world to implement this program. That's why the virus was such a huge gift to the leftist, dark antichrist spirit, because it could be used to control people. And they're not concerned ultimately with your health. What they're concerned with is bringing the masses under the rule of their plan. So hopefully today and tomorrow I'll lay that out. And I want to start here that one of the things that a government being the idol of the heart is that it has to bring progression or progress, they call it. That's where we get the term progressives. We see this in America especially. The left are calling themselves progressives. President Obama called himself a progressive. And that term sounds interesting because, who doesn't want progress? Who doesn't want to advance in technology and science and et cetera? Well, that's fine, but now they're pushing that all the way to government, okay? And what progressive thought is that the past is a failure and the future is better. Okay, that's the foundation of what progressives believe, that there's no way that a constitution that was created 250 years ago can suffice for today. It must be changed. It must be transformed. That nothing from the past is good, that everything from the future is better. Well, what is that? How does that look for us in the kingdom? And as we know, that has leaked into the church as we know it. So how do you improve on the death and resurrection of Christ? How do you progress past that? Well, we have the manifestations, in other words, the fruit of that as far as what we can walk in, but you can't make it better. He died once for all, so we can't have him die again. That's the warning of Hebrews chapter 6. We can't do that, and so we have to celebrate the past and the beauty of the perfection of the past in Christ, that portion. Paul brings this warning in Galatians chapter 1, because all of a sudden they have a new progressive gospel. We had one prosperity preacher preach several months ago that now he has a new revelation of tithing, and that we don't tithe anymore. You know, the theology doesn't progress that way, and the kingdom is not that way. Paul, like I said in Galatians 1, he said, I'm amazed that you're so quickly deserting him who called you by grace of Christ for a different gospel. What is really not another, only there are some who are distributing or disturbing you, I should say, and want to distort the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel contrary to what we have preached to you, he is to be accursed. Man, that's a strong word that Paul brings. And he says, it can't be that way. He says, as we have said before, so I say it again now, if any man is preaching to you a gospel contrary to what you have received, he is to be accursed. He says, For I am now seeking the favor of men or of God? Or am I striving to please men? If I were still trying to please men, I would not be a burnt bondservant of Christ. So any other gospel other than Christ is a curse. I heard a testimony of a young man who he was a drug addict. He'd overdosed and was taken to hell, and God mercifully sent him back. But he was taken to the realms of hell, and he saw the different sections. And one section he saw was those who drew men to themselves or wanted to be like emperors and wanted all the idolatry of self. And he saw this man who had deceived thousands and thousands of people through his teachings. He was empowered by a principality to preach a false gospel, and he preached it, and the masses came in, and he lives in eternity now, having to live in the torment, knowing that he led masses away from Christ. So he's accursed. That scripture, and I say that to you, it's funny because the guy, when he told his story, he didn't know who it was. He was a drug addict. He didn't know it was, but when he returned, he finally got cleaned up, got married. His father-in-law began to talk to him about false religions. Anyway, he shared the story of Joseph Smith, the father of Mormonism, and he said that was the man he saw in hell. He saw his whole family, and the pictures he said he saw of Joseph Smith was the very ones he saw in hell. He knew nothing about Mormonism, absolutely nothing. He was a drug addict. So I thought that was interesting. So he's accursed. And so you look at this, when we look to government to be our God, then what happens is we bring a curse on a nation. The kingdoms of this world will become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, right? We know that principle. But what happens is because progressiveness and the idea, because like I said, it moves into the church as well. When we come under this false ideology that you can change something that's already perfect in Christ, then you move away from the truth of the gospel. There are absolutes in Scripture. I'm absolutely born again through Christ Jesus. I can't be born again through my works. Okay? I can't change the gospel that way. So what we're seeing right now with this darkness coming into the earth, the church has to be alerted that we're not part of it. And I can say that I'm tempted at times, or at least I was, to look, if we can just get the right government, you know, then we can change everything. And I was praying for a righteous government, a godly government. I am. I'm going to continue to pray for that. But I still can't put my trust in it. Because when I do, I fall under the spirit of looking to man for strength, which brings a curse. And so when you look at movements like Nazism and communism, and that's the warning we have, by 2026, if we do not shift, we'll be in that culture. And I do not want to be, and I feel like I have a responsibility to the sphere of influence I have to help people. You know, in the Russian era, when communism was taking over, you know, the young artists, the intellectuals, the elite, the cultural elite, they wanted to see an end to the aristocracy and to class division and religion. And they created what we call the world of liberalism, which is equality and secularism. They wanted, what they got, though, was dictatorship, concentration camps, and the extermination of free speech and expression. Communists had sold their ideology to these optimists, these young people. They were optimistic at the fullest version of thing every modern person wanted, which was progression, progress. You don't want to stay where you are. Well, I understand that for industry, and there's a great gift in that, but you can't forget the past. You can't throw it out and say none of it was good. So it's a myth. So I want to say this progressiveness, the way it is in the political arena, is a myth. It is has a foundation in this era that we tell ourselves, and we understand time. We say it's going to be better in the future if we just change everything. So these people in this myth of progressiveness hold that the present is better than the past, and the future will inevitably be better than the present. And it's a powerful tool into somebody who wants to control people. And what it does, it gives legitimacy to their actions, and it says we're moving forward and not backwards. Well, we should move forward in the kingdom. It advances. It does advances all the time. But it advances on foundations, on the truths that don't move. And the problem with progressiveness in the political arena is it changes foundations. It wants to get rid of foundations and create new ones based on their beliefs, not on truth, all right? Are you getting this? So they move forward, supposedly, and what happened then, the communists manipulated through this, and that's how progressives are rolling today, or moving toward this new movement we're seeing in the earth. It's an antichrist spirit because it replaces the foundations of the kingdom. And so what happened is they move forward and they bring the government into godlike powers because it requires it. You can't change the world's foundations without giving power to the elites or to whoever is in charge, because anybody, if it has open dialogue and open communication, then truth will prevail and will go back to the foundations of the kingdom or the foundations of society, which are in the kingdom. So it's a march toward this whole thing. And their gospel, if you want to call it that, is brotherhood, equality, justice, happiness. It goes on and on. And so anybody who doesn't agree with that has to be silenced and has to be removed. And that's what the communists did. That's what Hitler did, moving this progression. And so the party must move, and to resist the party is to do this, to stand against the future and against reality itself, really. That's what they're saying. And those who oppose this, and they do not agree, they tell you you're aligning with greed and backwardness and bigotry and all manner of injustice. And it sounds all noble, right? But the fact is, it gets us away from the foundation. Okay, I'm going to have to stop. I just want to lay a foundation. Tomorrow we'll build on this. because this is our warfare, guys. This is our prayer. This is what we need to be engaged in right now, because if we don't turn the tide of our prayer in our heart, and we're going to be a part of the problem rather than being part of the solution. And we, our prayers that are dead to self and alive to Christ, and to return to our first love, like you said, the Church of Ephesus in Revelation chapter 2. Father, I pray right now that this army that we are equipping through education and of the Word of God, the knowledge of the Word of God, I pray that, Father, we be empowered, one with authority, to begin to open the eyes of the blind, and let us not be prey to this false ideology of looking to somebody else to solve our issues. We look to you, Lord, today. In the name of Jesus. All right, come back tomorrow. We'll pick up right where we left off. All right, see you. Well, thanks again for listening each and every day here on our daily podcast, on this platform, on many other platforms. Don't forget to follow us in our live streams that we do at 12 noon Central each day, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and Friday. You can do that on Facebook, YouTube, or Rumble. Also, you can go to our website and learn more about us. And also, if you'd like to give, you can do that there at ChristianCentersReport.com. We also now have a website called OliveSM.org, or OliveSchoolOfMinistry.org, and you can find out more about what we're doing in our school. God bless you. See you tomorrow.